From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi security forces surround the city of Fallujah ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched there. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokeswoman.
Inside Fallujah, we have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped.
While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands have not. Humanitarian agencies are calling for civilians to be allowed to leave the city. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that were wrecked in the water. The survivors were taken to Italy. William Spindler is a spokesman for the UNHCR.
The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
The Italian Coast Guard says hundreds of migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. Yemeni officials say 2 days of fighting between Yemeni government forces and Houthi rebels have left at least 48 people dead. The rebels attacked a region between central Marib and Shabwa provinces and were beaten back by loyalist soldiers. A Yemeni general says his forces will not stop fighting until they have retaken the entire region from the Houthis. This is VOA News.